It's very powerful.
That was a band called Stygian Tars, and that was a completely live improvisational band. Live takes, no multi-recordings, no overtakes or overdubs. That was just the band, and it was three people. I was up there with Jab, who's now my producer, and Sven Kort, and it was fabulous. We recorded for a year. It was great.
Brilliant. Yeah, that was good. So, Andy, what's happening with your band? I bet you're in quite a few.
What am I doing at the moment? Well, at the moment, my bands are all got together, and we're just about finishing off our annual anti-Christmas album, which we always tell people. It'll be up for free download in the next couple of weeks online. And we do it every year as an album of people that don't really like Christmas. And we'll basically make a load of noise, basically, for about an hour or so. So, finishing that album.
Hey, we're not noise. Dean's got a release on there. That's a good song.
Okay, the Dean Psychotic track is on it, one of Calera's bands. It's the most tuneful track on the album. And that's saying a lot. And then no disrespect to Calera. But what I'm doing apart from that, one of the band's DAH is in the middle of its fourth album. That'll be out probably done for the spring of next year. And then after that, I'm looking around with another album, My Distance, at the moment as well, which is going to be called Cyprus Memories. That's all I'm up to at the moment. At the moment, that's why I've got a bit quiet at the moment. We'll be running around and posting pasties, unfortunately.
Right, Andy's coming on the Christmas show around 27th, 28th. Richard, are you around then? Are you around then?
Oh, if I'm not on holiday, I'd love to come on, yeah.
Good, oh, good. So I've got you and Kalara, if Kalara is free, and Mark.
Oh, my.
Mark?
The fallout, so Gary's coming on as well, isn't he?
Yeah, I think I'll be around. Oh, 27th.
Yeah, 28th, no, 28th.
All right, I think I'll be around. Yeah.
Out of curiosity, Colleen, what's the most amount of people that ever have in your program at once?
Hang on, and Mark?
Oh, sorry, Mark.
Hello, Mark?
Yeah?
Can you make 28th of December, just coming on as a, it's like a, you know, like a poetry and writing and just a host discussion show?
Sure, that should be fine with me. I think I'm off Sunday, so we're good to go.
Okay, and that's Carlisle as well. The most I've in one show is tonight, really. About 6-7.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because we had Pam Swears on earlier as well, didn't we? So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 6, isn't it? Yeah.
Setting a record, great.
Yeah. But Andy and Carlisle, what are your MySpaces?
MySpace one is,
you've got to go with Andy N's one, because he's a good trio writer.
Writing group. I've got about 4 or 5 pages.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got some really good stuff on his MySpace page, so yeah, it's worth checking out.
That's pure writers, is it?
Yeah.
Hang on, I'll tell you what I'll do, Richard. I'll then take it to the website, and then I can click and track it through that way. It's GeoCities.
Yeah.
Full.com.
Right.
/ AEN.
AEN. 1M.
M for mother, B for papa, O for orange.
Yeah, Richard, right. Don't forget Mark. He's somewhere in Vegas. He's got a BTR blog talk radio show as well.
Oh, right. Okay. So when's that on?
Sunday night, I think. But he interviews a lot of celebrities.
Oh, that's all lovely. So,
actually, it's across the board, really. Celebrities, once in a while, actresses, musicians. I'm having a musician on tomorrow, actually. Her name is Elise Heron. She's out of L.A. She's an independent artist. She's really, really cool, and the reason I'm having her on is because, besides being a very good friend of mine, she actually is going to be opening up for Berlin this week, so... she's really, really excited about that, so we're going to talk a little bit about opening up for Berlin and her new album coming out. She has a new album remix that's coming out, I guess. So, and I think it's 5 p.m. Pacific here. I think you guys are 7 hours ahead of Pacific time, if I'm not mistaken. So it's really early in the morning, so you guys are going to have to catch it. If you're in London, you're going to have to catch it in the archives. So.
Mm-hmm. Mark, has this young lady got a MySpace page or anything?
I do. I do have a website for the show, www.somewhereinvegas.net. I also have a MySpace, myspace.com/somewhereinvegas. So either one of those would be fine. And I mean, you can get my Facebook, my Twitter, and my MySpace off of the somewhereinvegas.net. There are links there to each one of the websites. So.
Cool. This is the ad break part of the program for Carlo.
Yes. I'm out everywhere. If you would just go to www.darkworld.com and you just go click in onto the gate and you will find links to CNET and MySpace and Psycho Music, where we have a lot of music streamed, and probably a lot of other ones that I just don't have in my memory at the moment.
So you can download Carlo's music, listeners.
Just do a search on my name, as I said, KYLYRA. You can Google it or anything, and trust me, I'll be just about the only one coming up. There's an EverQuest player that took my name. She plays online, and she's Kalaira. But that's the only other one.
That's true. Have looked. mine is myspace.com/ Richard Tyrone Jones, all one word, and there's only one Richard Tyrone Jones, which is why I use the Tyrone rather than just Richard Jones, because there's loads. Yeah.
Well, I'll be Richard, and I'll actually send you an email over to MySpace. I was looking at your page before, and all the links to my bits and pieces on there. Cause,
lovely.
Because I'm that scatty, I couldn't tell you any of them off the top of my head now.
Okay, that's all. Well, we could befriend you in your many guises.
So. Well, the next song is The Lizard King.